ABC Radio Australia.
How much would you pay for one coconut rhinoceros beetle? Well, the government of Vanuatu has an answer. It is buying them for 30 vatu. That's about 30 cents here in Australia for one beetle. Lesonge Bulisulu is in charge of the Cash for Beetles program and joins us now.
Good morning to you,
Lesonge. So nice to hear you. So why is the Vanuatu government buying coconut rhinoceros beetles?
Thank you for the question. Yes, we had the incursion of the coconut rhinoceros beetle in 2019 and then for over 3 or 4 years, we have been trying our best to contain it and manage it on one island, on the main island of Evate and the offshore islands. And we have tried a number of ways to manage it and contain it so it doesn't spread to other islands. We have tried sanitation. We have physically looked for the beetle and we burn. We destroy all the breeding sites. We have used a fungus, Metharhizium fungus, and we're in the stages of drying out the use of virus. So far, what we have been using has been successful to contain it still on one island and the offshore islands. And we now the government has decided that why don't we try another approach? Why don't we start buying beetles? So that is why we came up with the idea of cash for beetle. Allowing the public to, yes, bring the beetles. So we give them a small incentive.
Oh, very, very interesting. Yes, I understand it's 30 vatu, about 30 cents here in Australia that the government is paying for the beetles. What will the government do once they collect these beetles?
Once we collect the beetles, so the main idea behind the activity is just to reduce the population of beetles as much as possible. So once we get people collecting the beetles, at the moment they're bringing it to us at the office, and we're keeping the records of the areas, name of the areas where the beetles are coming from. And after we collect the beetles and the grubs, we're going to burn them. We destroy them, incinerate them. Okay. Because the main idea behind that is we want to reduce the population of the beetle as much as possible. So once they, and we're only buying the live beetles. We're not buying the dead ones. So we encourage people when they find the live ones, they bring it over together with the grubs. And one correction, as of yesterday, the executive, the MALF executive, that is the Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock, Fisheries, Forestry and Biosecurity, the MALF executive has amended the price of the beetle. So it has gone a little bit higher than the 30 cents one before.
Oh, really? So how much is it now?
Yes, so starting from today, we'll be buying it at 100 fatu, $1,
wow,
something like that, yes.
Wow, so more than three beetle times. Oh, the adult beetle
yes,
is 100, and how much is for the grubs?
It's 100 fatu, and the grubs will be paid at 500 fatu, $5.
Wow.
For a kilo. We're going to weigh that. So, yeah, the executive has met last week, and they've decided that maybe we increase the price. So us, starting from today, the price is going to change.
Well, yes.
From 30 fatu to 100 fatu and from two.
Yes, yes, that sounds like quite a lot, Lesonge. I mean, I guess any beetle hunters listening in Vanuatu will be very interested in that. If you are just tuning into Pacific Beat right now, we are speaking to Lesonge Bulisulu. We're talking about this Cash for Beetles program in Vanuatu to help combat the rhinoceros beetle spread. I mean, Lesonge, can you explain to our listeners why, what risks the rhinoceros beetle poses? Why does the government want to get rid of them? I think we're having some connection issues. I imagine, you know, as Lesongi Isongi did say the name, I'm sure she was about to say, as the name suggests, it was to do with the coconut. The coconut is what the rhinoceros beetle eats, and hence the name, the coconut rhinoceros beetle. Is that what you were about to say, Lesongi, that this rhinoceros beetle eats coconut trees?
Yeah, it's actually it feeds on the leaves or the fronds, the coconut fronds, where when they are still young and they're still enclosed, the beetle feeds, it drills, it tunnels the young coconut leaves, and then usually when the leaves mature and they open up, and then that is when we know that it has been damaged by the beetle. But again, that would be 6 or 7 or 8 months later. The beetle would have already moved away from that coconut onto another coconut.
Oh, gosh. So it can cause quite a lot of destruction and I guess affect people's livelihoods as well.
Yeah, for us, we use coconuts for quite a number of things. We use the dry coconut nuts to the milk, the coconut cream, we use it to prepare our food in the kitchen. We use the green coconuts to get the juice out from that. We have the mama selling that to get the money. They sell that at the roadside market or in the main markets. They also make money out from the coconuts, the nuts, the mature nuts. They also sell that to make money. And then the bigger companies, they use it as copra. We produce copra or coconut oil. So, yes, it is going to affect our livelihoods if most of the bigger plantations get affected by coconut rhinoceros beetle.